Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. Kings had their queens on the throne. We would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are
Stop the man. You guys, we fooled them again.
Yeah, we did.
Made it to another Friday. And remember, Friday is your day.
Woo!
It's the people's day. Friday is for the men. Friday is for the women. Friday is for the people. Okay?
People.
Everyone else had their fun. Today's your day.
That's right.
Tomorrow's for the kids. Sunday's for the old lady.
That's right.
Monday through Thursday's for the bosses.
Friday's for you.
Your day today. You guys, it's Regular Guy Friday. Here we are, playing some Ava Max.
Of course.
To all you queens who are fighting alone.
You're not dancing on your
no,
own.
No, you're not dancing on your own anymore. No, you're certainly not here on Regular Guy Friday because we regular queens... Hey, queens. We haven't done that in a while.
We really haven't. Okay, no. Ready? Ready?
Hey, queens. Yeah, we really
there.
Have been
yeah,
leaving
slide.
Everyone out. You guys.
Sorry, guys.
Nice.
Wow. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. We're away from Christmas. We're closing in on the Super Bowl, so we'll have a nice little fun event. Then, unfortunately, after that, for everyone else who doesn't live in a warm climate,
March 2nd is my birthday. It's another huge day.
For
huge.
You, right. We
and everyone.
We have March 2nd for your birthday.
Right.
Then we have St. Patty's Day.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Cinco de Mayo.
Then we have Cinco de Scamo, which is amazing. Yeah, so we're okay here, but yeah. I'm saying in the rest of the world, listen, we're still having fun right now. But yeah, it gets a little bit gets a little troubling though in that period of time before between the Super Bowl, St. Patrick's Day, actually between the Super Bowl and like mid-May.
Yeah, you're
tough.
Right. But you know what I'm thinking? I would really like for my birthday this year to like
maybe
for
your what?
For my birthday.
Thank you.
I would like maybe it's like the kickoff of our forgiveness tour.
Mm.
Ooh.
I don't know, just a thought.
Forgiveness tour, the Regular Guy Friday Forgiveness Tour 22.
Yep.
That's one of our things we wanted to launch, wasn't it?
Yep.
Hmm.
Along with the digital book.
And what was the name of the digital book?
How to be a
queen in the sea of thrones.
How to find your throne
in a sea of queens.
How to build, I think, your throne.
Build your throne.
Or is it find? Yeah, how to build your throne. I think build.
Build sounds better.
Build is better because, right, that I know I'm getting more value. I buy that book. It's like, okay.
I agree.
Here's why I construct my throne
right.
in a sea of queens. Because let's face it, everyone today is a
queen.
So this is what's troubling
right.
is how do I
get popular?
How do I get my, how do I get my throne
right.
when it's a land of queens? When everyone's a queen, right? Right? How do you get
right.
your throne?
Right.
Tough.
Right.
So of course, thank you for reminding me. It's either going to be, we're right now, the negotiations are between HarperCollins.
And Penguin.
And Penguin, yes, where Kelsey and I have been going back and forth.
Yeah.
We will keep you posted on our soon-to-be best-selling book.
It's going to be huge.
How to Build Your Throne in a Land of Queens.
Sea.
In a sea of queens. Yeah, but here's the thing. A throne doesn't go in the sea.
That's
unless we're
point.
Talking Poseidon, maybe.
Yeah. I like
right?
mermaids.
We're talking king of the sea. So I guess you could have king a king.
No, you're right, though. Yeah.
Pooj, I always go to you on these.
I think just C sounds better. I don't know, Kyle. Okay. Sprague, you think so too, right?
Yeah, because there's something about...
Yeah, I like C personally.
Because you could be... We could be dressed as mermaids with like the...
Well, right. With yeah. the... What the are those called?
What is it called? The tri... It's up
Trident?
Trident. The trident. Excellent work. Well,
thank you. No,
this
thank
is
you.
A high IQ in that booth.
That's right. Anyway, she watched a lot of Little listen, Mermaid.
Oh, my favorite.
Last week, on a serious note, last week's Regular Guy Friday, Kev got a little stewed on. A little bots. Which was very sad. Because in between all the scamming, we did some good work.
We did.
It was, you guys like left and were like, that was a good one. We learned
we did.
It. But yeah. Sometimes, even though you can scam all you want, as long as you do the work, sometimes you can actually scam too much.
Ooh.
And I think last week...
A little too much.
We scammed a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
A little too many of the F-bombs got dropped.
Yeah. Fixated on That's when you get a little much.
Well, yeah. Exhaustion. Yeah. You know, all these things start factoring in. I get a little bots, a little stunad.
To your credit, you were excited. It was a big deal.
Well, here's the thing. We'll back up a little bit. We'll just at least preface why we were so excited. Stephen Lemieux, formerly Stephen Lemieux, a boy in his 20s.
Reborn.
Recently reborn, rebirthed as Stephen Lemieux, a man at 30. A polarizing figure who's worked with me for better than a decade.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one time that poor Stephen came. He now works for me, but he works remotely, but he came back out to L.A., and I'm sorry if you've heard the story, but I'll just refresh, because maybe I didn't, we didn't preface everything about Stephen Lemieux and Man at 30. So Stephen came out to work for me. We had a job that we were doing, a shoot, and he was staying at my other house, and 15 minutes after he got to the house, there was a girl there at the house with him. And that's when I said, oh my God, he is the human F machine. And then we found out that there was an actual human F machine in
Sweden, was it?
Somewhere in Europe. Yes, mm-hmm. I believe it was Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't want to get into any, you know, trademark issues.
Right.
So then he became the American fun machine.
Right.
Excuse me, the American F machine. But then we realized, because Pooja came on board, we have to start being respectful for Gen Z.
Yes.
Millennials, we can bend, but we don't break. We didn't want to break Gen Z. So then he was like, okay, he's the American fun machine,
uh-huh.
the AFM.
Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And then out of nowhere, Stephen Lemieux texts me and says, Kev, the next 2 months, can I work even more remotely? Like some, I don't even want to say where it is because maybe it's like a top secret thing, but it's out of the country. And I said, well, yeah, what you know me. Cool boss.
Cool boss.
Right.
Cool like, boss.
Of course. Whatever you want.
Go to the moon, kid.
Did you like my IG?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so he.
did you like my picture?
So he's like, yeah, I'm going to work on this TV show called F-Boy Island. It's actual real show, which I actually, of course, being my wife and I being the.
Consumers
slash degenerate, so that we are deep down. He can never take the Medford out of the kids. We love the show, and Nikki Glaser hosts it, mm-hmm. reality show, and it's all these F-boys slash, because of Pooja's here, fun boys, who typically like to have
fun,
and you know, their version of fun is probably a little different than going to the amusement park.
Right.
It's a little bit more
salacious.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And anyway, so there's half the men that want to just have
fun,
and then there's the other half of the men who actually really want to fall in love.
Right.
So then they have all these women there, and they don't tell them the difference between the ones who want to fall in love and the ones who want to
have fun.
I just said, oh my goodness, this is like a double lunar eclipse during leap year. Like this is just
a massive
the
moment.
The fact that the American fun machine is going to Funboy Island, I just feel like anything can happen.
Right.
Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he already sent a photo.
What?
Yes, he said everyone on crew is jealous of my bag. I bought him a really nice bag for Christmas this year.
Oh,
always trying to get him to step his game up.
That's nice.
You know,
Very cool.
I'm surprised that he took it. I'm surprised he didn't go and exchange it. But anyway,
that would be Steven.
So then all the F-bombs were dropping because, but can you please have some compassion? Can we just practice Gabby Bernstein's judgment detox?
Yes.
Do not judge. I make mistakes like everyone else, but do you understand why?
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, the American
fun machine
is going to
Fun Boy Island.
So, I mean, Kelsey, am I crazy?
You're not crazy.
This is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Right? Mm-hmm. Pooja, you understand.
Yeah. We were all freaking out.
Like, what?
It's too perfect.
It's too perfect.
Okay. You know he's going to hate everyone.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part. That's the best part.
You know he's... I just said, just go have fun. Please. Just be happy and smile. But here's the thing. Because he's been to Camp Kev. Mm-hmm. By the way, send all your kids to Camp Kev.
Oh, yeah.
Camp Kev. Is
a place to be.
It's like Outward Bound. Yeah. You go
Outward
and
Bound.
Yeah, it's like Outward Bound. Like, you bring me all the troubled students. Yeah, there's just lots of tug of war and climbing rocks and
my friend did that. It's wild what they make you do.
Really?
Your friend went to, wait, a Pooja friend got sent to Outward Bound? Yeah, bad kid?
No, she had to do it for school.
Oh, I thought so. I will tell you something, though. Some of the not that bad kids, but like the tough parents,
I've known
to say, oh, really? You took the car out without your license?
Outward Bound.
Bye, B.
Wow.
Bye, B.
I could see Doug doing that to me.
Yeah, and you know what? The girl, this girl I'm talking about, it was something like the mind, but she was like, I'm so grateful because I really was like, and I was like, oh my God.
Well, someone that married into my family, I'm not going to be specific, they did Outward Bound and they said it was wild, but they were troubled.
Like, they were troubled. Did it help them?
Yeah. They're on the straight and narrow.
So this is terrible. Yeah, here we go. This is where you get into trouble. So back in the carny business. And again, when you work in the carnival business it was just madness because all we did was work, sleep under trucks. I mean, all I ate, you guys, was bread and Diet Coke because that's all we had.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to eat greasy day old sausages. Yeah. You know, sometimes I would take peppers and onions because they were canned.
Is this where your love of just like plain bagels comes from?
That's where it comes from.
Wow. Kevin will literally just get you guys. We'll go through it like a Dunkin' drive-thru and he just gets a plain raisin bagel.
And
doesn't even
Coke.
Toast it. They don't even cut it.
Nope.
Nothing.
Just because you know what I say? It's just what?
Fuel.
It's just fuel.
Yeah.
When you're at war, that's all it was. It was just fuel. And listen, people love when I give you these young hip references, but remember when Crocodile Dundee was from the Outback in Australia, and when he came to America and he was in the fancy hotel, he was still sleeping on the floor on his mat. That's how it is for us.
I get it.
We're still like that. So yes, it's
so funny.
So the carny business, that was just like, that was like the only thing I could eat to just keep going.
Wow.
And I didn't have the luxury of cocaine, heroin, pills and whatever else. And all my illustrious coworkers. By the way, for 3 years, didn't even know.
Wow.
I just remember one time I was like, I don't understand. I'm 22 years old and like I'm an athlete. And I just like, how come none of them are tired? And Billy was my mafia boss, my mafia mentor. He worked in a rival company, but loved me.
Mafia mentor.
And he came over and he said, are you kidding me? He's like, you know what these guys are on? It's like they're all whacked out of their minds. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, so it was such the job was just madness. So that's when Comedy Must Rule.
Right.
So you've heard like in life what I will say on Regular Guy Friday, but we've practiced in our house. When you just guys in life, when you're so screwed, when your back's against the wall, when you're just like, there's no way out of this, which you go to what? Kelsey?
Comedy Must Rule.
Comedy Must Rule. Yeah. Okay, so let's just, how do we just start, we got to turn this around and have some fun, because this is just, you know, we're going to lose our minds.
Yeah.
So we might as well just freaking laugh. So Maria now will do it. It's like, all right, no, we have to go to Comedy Must Rule. But back then, that was the origin of it. And so we would be, and some of these carnivals were out in the middle of nowhere, be like a giant field in some, you know, small hick town. And, you know, because it was so far in the middle of nowhere, like these people would look forward to this every year. You'd see the same patrons come every year.
Wow. Yeah.
That would like come to these fairs in these carnivals, you know, and but around, we'd be just surrounded by woods and woods and woods, and there's no food. That's why I had to live on that diet. So long story short, and I told you before about all the junkies that I worked with, and one of their things they loved to do was torture me.
Oh God,
they loved it. They would steal. They would sabotage equipment, play stupid all the time, you know, just game after game after, oh, you know, I don't like this. I don't remember ever. It just, and I was young and didn't really know how to handle them. I should have just either quit or knocked my boss out. That's who used to hire them all. But they would just drive me
bonkers.
Yeah. And it was just a battle with them. And then finally, when Joe came to work with me, you know, and they like, he became their friend for like 5 minutes. And then that's the one time we fist fought. And then after that, he realized like it was a setup,
Joe,
that they like egged him on.
Oh.
And he was like, "Is he only, like, yeah, look, he's only apologized to me twice in his life for anything." And it was after that.
Wow.
And
wow.
I remember him just being like, oh, he was a kid, he was 17. Mm. He goes, oh, really? Oh, you're right. They did this. And then it was just on.
Yikes.
Oh, then he was just, yeah, with all of them. But they would kiss his ass because they knew he was just, he didn't care. He would just drop them and laugh. He'd go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he
did. Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah.
They, but again, they're so clever. Like a lot of criminals, they're good. They're very good at knowing what they can get away with. Mm-hmm. And talk about bend, don't break. They know.
Where to bow out.
So they knew with me. Yeah, right. Yeah. So they knew. So I was like, guys, we're introduced. So with my boss, Comedy Must Rule. I'm like, okay, you're going to like screw with me and stick me with all these jerks and torture me. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be amused from that like 10 o'clock when the fair closes till we reopen at 9 a.m. No, then now it's comedy. So we did Junkie Outward Bound.
Oh my God.
And they were like, what? And I'm like, yeah, no, it's Junkie Outward Bound. Okay. And then get in a circle, hold hands.
No way. Oh. And they did it?
But I was like, you want to work here? This is part of your job.
No way.
Yeah. Wow. No. What do I always say? No what?
I was taking a sip of water. No. Your brain.
No blinking.
No blinking?
You never heard that one?
No, I've never heard you say that one.
Oh, children. Yes. So you know who blinks a lot and screws me up? Ashley Daniels, one of our old producers.
Ah.
So when I start doing kooky stuff, she just cracks up and the people are like, you get, no blinking.
Just go.
So
with it.
Everyone with me, my guys, all the young kids from the projects, my crew of like, you know, that were like trying to do better in their lives. And I'm so proud of all of them because they have. A couple of them have stumbled, but you know, but I never wanted them to get influenced. We used to call them the Ninja Turtles because they were kids. So they had the Ninja Turtles and you had the Junkies. Ninja Turtles loved the comedy. They were like, this is amazing. So I'm like, guys, no blinking.
Got it.
So Jermaine and Derek, just they were like, we're all the fuck in on this.
That's hilarious.
So, excuse me, all the fun in.
Fun in.
Sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to do that. And yeah, so it was Junkie Outward Bound, holding hands, falling backwards into each other's arms. They were just, you could just see their faces.
God.
They were so pissed at us. But then over time, just start wearing them down. And be like,
did they grow to like it?
Be like, you know, it's like, yeah, this guy Harry's like, you know, I never really got along with my father.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Harry, thank you for sharing.
Oh my God.
But the kids were so funny. Like they were like, you know, one time I came home and I left the milk out and it was sour. And then just sat down. Like, oh my God. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for
Jermaine,
sharing.
That was so brave. So brave. Thank you, Jermaine. And they just
bunny
wanted
ears
it.
For
but
Jermaine.
Yeah, bunny ears. Bunny we ears. Didn't have bunny ears or
snaps for Jermaine.
So those were the things that we did. And they just wanted. But again, they would get me back.
That's
like I would pay.
God.
But it was just back and forth between them. Like it was always.
That's amazing.
The back and forth between all of them.
That's everything.
So I don't know how we got to
me
Junkie
either.
Outward Bound.
But I love it. But you survived because the comedy.
Well,
comedy must
yes,
rule.
If there's any takeaway, guys, comedy must rule. When you just know you're like, that's it. Like, screw it. Let's just go to comedy. And don't blink.
It's amazing.
Don't blink. Do not blink. Meaning everyone has to go along and drink the Kool-Aid.
So good.
And then that's what makes it.
Kev, should we take a quick break?
Yes, we should take a quick break. And let's, when we get back. Oh,
ooh, tell us.
Yeah, I had an interesting. So met a girl today that became YouTube famous a long time ago. when she put up a video, called something titled, I'm abbreviating, a 22-year-old buys a Lamborghini. And she went on this journey with it and came to this great realization, and we've talked about this before, why you 100% cannot care what other people think. And we've given you, I remember one of our shows, we covered the reason why, but now you just know what a nut job I am, because I don't remember what the reason is now. But she had really good reasons I want to share with everybody. And and things about problems that are... the problems we experience and where they really, really lie. And then we should probably do a dating life update, because I know we had our dating show this week, right?
Yes, we
covered
did.
Modern dating. So we'll all that and so much more when we return.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Hello, everyone. I still don't really know how we got on Junkie Outward Bound.
Me either, but it's amazing. Can I tell you something funny?
What's that?
It honestly doesn't have to do with Outward Bound, but it makes me laugh because when you said how you had no idea that all of the guys, all the junkies were just like ripping all these drugs to stay
awake.
No
idea.
My mom used to work in Breckenridge, and all of them would work the slopes during the day to pay for their ski lifts. And then they would work like, you know, the diners or whatever at night. And she was the same way. And she was like, I don't understand. Like after like a year or so, she's like, I don't get it. How are all these people staying awake? And her boss, whatever manager, was like, you know, they're all like mad cokeheads, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's what that made me think of. So don't do that, kids.
That was me. Anywho. There really was a reason I was talking about Junkie Outward Bound. I have no recollection. I do want to know about the people who've gone through. Oh, send the kids to
Camp Kev. But why? What was the reason of that? We were going from something.
Yeah, I was talking about why let the kids come to Camp Kev, and I'll straighten them out.
Teach them manners.
I don't know what it was. Pooja, I'm surprised at you. You're usually more with us.
I don't know where you were going with it.
Okay. Maybe we'll.
We'll circle back next week.
So today we did something with Boss Babe, mm-hmm. and one of the producers on what Maria was doing something with them. One of the producers was telling us that she at 22 went and actually bought a Lamborghini and then did a YouTube video. And she's like, she was working for a specialty car company, and she really did buy it, you know, and I think
that's crazy.
I didn't get into the, you know, it was so fast. I didn't get into like where she got the money or whatever. I didn't want to ask, but she said it got 100 million views.
Wow.
And half the people were like, oh, how cool. And the other half were like, you X, Y, and Z, you didn't even buy the car. Your father bought it. And this is a scam and that. And she's like, because I was young, I was making every video and post I could to prove them wrong. I bought the car. Here's the title. This is the money I had in the bank account. Here's my dad who doesn't have a job. Like everything. Mm. And what she concluded and then later did a deeper dive on with therapists and self-help people is that most people, and when I say most, I mean like 90% of people with their beliefs, they are rooted in those beliefs. They're not interested, and this is, I know it's always been a thing. Like we talked about being jelly donuts, yeah, being jealous, how we've always been as human beings jealous. But I think that a lot of this stuff is just heightened. I think the fact that people are so rooted in their beliefs, and rather than open discussion where they can be, where they can see the other person's side and go, huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of proud of myself because last couple of years I've definitely been, I hear the argument go, oh, wow, I never looked at it that way. Okay, got it. But statistically, most people
won't budge.
So no matter what she would put up for proof, nope, not yours. Now, this should be of no surprise to me. And funny, as everything ties together, I had a friend of mine who has a narcissist as a partner, a former partner, and a kind of a mutual family member. It's been going on for years. And this guy's just been tortured by this narcissist and completely misrepresented and slandered and whatever. And this, and anyone out there who has, unfortunately, have to deal with a narcissist, I did too. This is what they do. They completely twist the facts, slander your name, and whatever. There's many different ways to handle it. The best way, obviously, is to get away from them. But this person who called me was excited because a mutual family member crossed the picket line and basically got to see my friend's side of it.
Oh, wow.
And was like, oh, my God, like, this is such an injustice. Like, you've been completely misrepresented. This is all false.
For years, too.
You've been a great father, and I've seen it all, and I can't even believe it. I'm really sorry. He came to his house and apologized.
Wow.
And then he posted something on Facebook. And so, no, it was fine. Mm. It's like saying all this stuff. Mm. But my friend called so excited, like he had won the lottery, like it was a big victory. And I just had to, at the end, say, okay, listen, I'm glad you feel good that this guy, that somebody is saying you're not the crazy one. I understand how that would feel good. But please trust me that most of the people, and this is before I talked to this girl, most of the people, this, whatever was put out there will be, the narcissist will refute and twist and muck up.
No matter what. Yeah.
And you'll see. And I said, I'm just telling you, no matter what. I remember I had something, I had something dear stolen from me and open and shut. I had all the receipts. I had this, I had that. Proof the other person hadn't even worked in like 10 years. And still couldn't get those people rooted in their beliefs to believe me. And I'm telling you, like, the gift for me of this pandemic, maybe age, maybe now that I am an elderly gentleman, but I'm telling you, like, I realize how mood it is to care. Mm. Because they're always going to twist the facts. And you're always going to have that, like, she just had half those people think she didn't buy the car, or she was whatever, she was just doing a fake video. Whether it's half or 90% or 20%, you're always going to have that. And they're rooted in their beliefs. And no matter what you do to try to get them to see your side,
they won't.
So look at politics. No matter what each of those sides see presented to them, it doesn't matter. Uh-uh. And today more worse than ever. Like, I know I'll die to be right. So that's why it's useless to care. And I'm just sharing with you guys, I'm sure I'm human. I'll have my moments if I go under attack for something. But at the same time, I'm really of the place like WC.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. And it's WFC. Who fun cares? But
I want to get there.
Remember we talked about the steps, which is sadness, right? Or you feel sad or hurt. Mm. But that's why I'm really a believer in go to anger.
Yeah. Then you get pissed and then you're right. Like,
and then,
you.
But then
yeah,
you have to stay in control. Mm. So you don't react, you respond, and now you're angry enough to go, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care what you think. Now, a lot of people say that even when they're arguing. Mm-hmm. I don't even care what people think. But obviously the same because they do care. But you're just never going to win. No. And I've seen too many people. I've just seen things that are like in my life. I've just seen slam dunk arguments where the one side is clearly right and has done so many wonderful, nice things and just doesn't matter. Mm. You know, it just doesn't matter. So you just can't care. And so she's at a point now, I think she's probably, I don't know how old, probably about 30, but she's like, no, now, like, I just know. Like, wow. People are rooted in their beliefs, and that's it. Nothing I can do to change that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I just now, blinders on, I do my thing. And, you know, again, if you go back to just practicing ethics, being decent to one another and working hard and doing everything else, mm-hmm. and that's it, you're always going to have that.
Yeah. Well, it makes me sad for your friend. It's like, you know, he didn't have enough, you know, feeling in himself, like he needed that one random person validating. Well, not random, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, listen, I just think we've all been there. The only reason you guys haven't been there yet is because you haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
That, and you may never. But when you are...
But when you're hunted by a narcissist,
or you are in, you know, you're in the crosshairs of a narcissist, and anyone listening will understand that feeling. Mm-hmm. And you just can't win against them. You might get a couple of shots in, but it doesn't matter. It almost like makes them more powerful in a way.
Yeah.
The only victory is you just got to get away. You have to just find a way to get away. And if you can't get away because there's things connecting you, you got to be digging that escape tunnel behind their back.
Mm-hmm. And stay true to you, like you're saying.
Hey, you know, and you know, it's funny. I've been listening to a shout out I'll give you to two podcasts. I think it's called the CEO. Maybe it's the CEO Experience. It's a guy named Steve Barnett. He's a British chap,
but under 30,
very successful guy. And so I actually, from the shoot today, they turned me on to him. And I've been also listening to the Minimalist.
That's right.
And it's just so funny how the universe works. Both episodes I listened to today said the same exact thing, and randomly, but again, it's the work of the universe. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about that and, you know, basically just to tease it about how, and again, this sounds so much easier than it is, but how it's not the traumas or these terrible things these people do to us that hurt us. It's actually our thoughts that filter those traumas and hurt us. And I know that sounds simple, but we'll get back into it when we come back. And then, yes, we do need an update about app dating through Kelsey when we come back.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tia his, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days.
I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Okay, guys, we're back. Regular Guy Friday.
Hey, Queens.
Hey, Queens. Just a shout out, please, guys. Keep those comments coming on Patreon. We were at Ghostland last week, Kelsey said.
Yeah.
I think that was because there were too many fun bombs.
Too many fun bombs.
We were just
even so.
Maybe people were in such shock over the American fun machine going to Fun Boy Island.
Truly.
They're processing.
But you know, even Kevin, I'll say this. If you guys think there's too many fun bombs, let us know. We appreciate the people who do let us know, because then we know what to change, right?
Right.
True.
Yes.
Someone actually let me know, but with love and light.
With love and light.
It was with love and light.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because at AfterBuzz, I used to tell the kids, don't. And they would get mad. And I said, yeah, but, and listen, this is something I was going to bring up. Now I'll remember. Now I had this in my notes, but here's the thing with swearing. It's like it's like beer and alcohol, Kels.
The less you do it.
Yes.
The better it is when you do it.
Right. Yeah. And so the less you swear, the more powerful it is. Yeah. So when you do use it.
It means something.
It has that impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I knew the parents that never swore. And like, only one time my dad, and it was over something where it needed to. So everyone needed to go, oh, got it. Like it may, but when you're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
So less I would effective. Always say like, yeah, it's for us to drop, to use the F word here or to swear here or at AfterBuzz or whatever, it's not making it necessarily a better podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's offending people, then it's only making it worse. So it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So yeah, so we save the swears.
Save the swears.
We save them for when we need them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, both of those podcasts were talking about, okay, let's say you're getting these nasty comments, these negative comments, or rumors are being started about you, or just any, or you're being misrepresented in any way, shape, or form. What these people say, which is actually what the Stoics say as well, is that you have control over how you're going to let that affect you.
How it filters through you.
Yes.
In your brain. Yeah. You know, I mean, I walked in on Kev listening to it and I was like, ooh. Ooh,
right, good.
This is good.
Yeah, you have control over that. So, yeah,
it's so hard.
I know, but it's those moments you got to just say to yourself, just remember what we say at Camp Kev. What that's when you go WC.
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Honestly. And you know, it's funny, I think Maria mentioned it too. I think when we were watching Feud on FX, and that was the feud between Joan Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. Mm. And you think of, and it seemed like a pretty accurate portrayal from what I knew, and I knew people who knew them. You know, my friend Randall knew Betty Davis, used to tell us great stories. But if all the back and forth and the pettiness and all the stuff, they like, what does it matter now? Like, let's say Joan Crawford did all these things to slander Betty Davis and people at the time believed it. What does it matter now?
It doesn't.
And vice versa. So, you know, but if you can just remember who, like, in your brain, who cares? But also just remember, like, you have the control over how you're going to let this affect you. The people that matter in your life, the people you know, okay, I get that. If you're misrepresented to a loved one or someone you care about, no, that's when you step on it. That's when you go, no. And if you're going to believe that, then guess what? You're out too. Honestly. But I'm going to give you a chance because I get it. And listen, that's the other thing too. For people that do believe, the people that know you that believe, you know, some of the false stuff that gets put out there about you, I ask you to have empathy for them. Now, this is something where I've had my friend Joe and I fight about this all the time. And even Maria did. Maria's come around. But I've seen the powerful dark forces, the narcissists. Mm. They're incredibly influential. And I've seen what they've done with nice people. And they've turned their brains. And the natural reaction is say, well, they're weak-minded, or that's who they were all along. And I said, no, I don't think so. No, I think some people are just weak, and I think that it's not even that they're weak. It's just that that's the power of the demons, the power of the devil, yeah. The power of the narcissist is so strong. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, like, there's people that have believed some of the narcissists I've had to go against, and I, in my heart, I still love them, and I feel bad for them because they lost me as a friend. I hate to, you know.
Because what does Kathy say? The best thing in their life was.
Well, yeah. You know, the best thing about, I forget even who the guy was, Sal Stefanato or some ridiculous name.
You know, the best
thing about Sal Stefanato. I'm like, what, Mom? You.
Exactly.
But, taking me out of the equation, I'm saying some people, it's just that they're weak. And I'm saying the narcissists are that powerful, you guys. So it takes a really highly evolved person to be the one that goes, no.
And strong,
but
right?
30
Who's
people,
not scared
but
to stand
31
up.
People in the room, and 30 people believe the narcissist, and that one who goes, no.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was lucky, fortunate with the, you know, my narcissist, when he was done with me, there was not many people left. But I will say, of those who are left, you know, it's Joe, my friend Randall, and none of them, they couldn't be, they, all the witch doctor stuff was tried on them and none of it worked.
They were like, yeah, bye-bye.
And they're all still in my life today.
Yeah.
There's other people, you know, but it's sad, but I don't really hate on all those other people because they just were weak. And well, again, I don't want to knock them as much as sometimes those narcissists, or most times, all times, are that strong. The other thing that the 22-year-old was, the girl who had done that video, the 22-year-old buys a Lamborghini, what she said was, for those people that were hating on her and so stuck in their beliefs, you know, she was, you know, basically saying how, you know, if they were to have to believe the truth, or if, you know, that a 22-year-old could go out and buy her own Lamborghini, that truth somehow upsets them so much. Because, wait, I'm 40 and I don't even have a car. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. They're jelly donuts.
So
they're jelly
it's donuts. Jelly donuts. It's a mirror to where they're lacking.
Right. And then they project. And they're
right.
Pissy.
And
yeah.
So, again, which just brings me back to, like, who cares? Mm-hmm. But if it is a loved one, and someone you care about, then it's like, okay, coffee and a Krella. Did you get your coffee? You have your Krella? Are you comfortable? Good.
Great.
Now, I'm going to tell you the real truth. And then it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Then I don't think you're explaining. But by the way, at some point, you start going into, when you're explaining to even them too much, you're negotiating. At some point, you got to go, hey, you either got to just trust me.
With me or not.
Or bye-B. Mm,
or bye-B.
You know, or bye-B. And the people that really love you will go, nope, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and I've even done it with people too, where I've said, hey, I'm not telling you, like, not to be with that person. I'm not going to do that with you, but you need to know the truth. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to believe the lie, then
yeah,
respectfully, we have to part ways.
Respectfully, bye-B.
Respectfully, bye-B. You know, and again, unless that's going to trigger the narcissist, you have to be smart because you're digging your escape tunnel from them,
yeah,
which they never want.
Right.
Because the narcissist has to have proximity because they have to suck blood. Like, that's how they live.
You know, Kev, going back to the response thing and the who cares, you know what it made me think of? Do you remember, or did you listen to that episode we did with Dr. Rao? He talked about, this is what I always think about, because as we've talked about, I've gotten better, but one of my main things is I have a hard time with my reactions, like, even if I don't outwardly show it, like with myself, I'll like,
well, that's
get
the stomach.
Exactly.
That's your stomach.
Exactly.
I know, I hate that.
And I like get so, I even the other day I called my, I got pissed off because someone, this goes to the, people in the world are angry right now, and I'm feeling very affected by
it. Yeah, we have to talk about
that. So yes. I was telling my mom, I was like, God, how do I, I'm getting mad because of it. Anyways, and she actually reminded me, Dr. Rao talks about you can either feed the dog or you can feed the wolf. And I was like, thank you, Deborah. So it's like you can either react and you can just get mad and angry and feed that wolf, or you can feed the dog, the loving, the loyal. And you know what? It's like, then that's going to calm you down. So I highly recommend, I didn't explain it clearly as well as he did.
No. Yes. Now, first of all, shout out to the members of the IFF, the I Got Effed Foundation.
Of course. We're carrying card members.
We are, you know, we are with you. We support you. Yeah. You are in a safe space with us.
We love you.
So those people from the I Got Effed Foundation who are angry and all those we get it.
We get it.
The barista wasn't fast enough getting you your coffee. We totally understand.
Totally get it.
At the same time, Kelsey, that's a kind of a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Which we should get into about for you. Yeah, I mean, listen, there's from the on the Better Together show, there's like, I think wearing evil eyes, surrounding yourself in white light before you go out.
Yeah.
But I also think that it's going to places that don't have that. And then when they do have it, I remember we did a Regular Guy Friday on this because where you can instead of focusing on that angry guy in front of you, right? Maybe you look at the menu and go, oh my God, Starbucks now has pistachio latte.
You switch your point, so you're thinking
about something really cool.
And they do have pistachio.
And then the other thing too is like, you know, it's always fun to pull the thorn out of the paw.
Ooh. And kill him with kindness?
Kill him with kindness, I don't never liked that term.
Oh, okay, tell me.
Because why would you want to kill them?
Good point.
Mm. You know?
Overwhelm them with kindness?
Well, kill their anger with kindness, maybe, but sometimes you never know. I've gotten people to like, and they're still looking at the angry face, and then they finally just smirk.
Yeah.
You know, there was a guy at the bagel place last Saturday, and I just saw his little bit. He was with his baby daughter, and they've got all the toys on the table, and she splattered the milk everywhere on the table, on the floor, whatever. Man. And you could tell I was getting my drink, and he was wanted to get in and get the napkins, and I could tell he was about to snap. Oof. And I just said to him, I'm like, let me help you. I'm like, and I grabbed some napkins. I don't have a kid, but I said, I must be able to do something to help or something like that.
Yeah.
And he just lightened up. He's like, no, he was, thanks, man. He's like, even though you're a Patriots fan. But it was like, you can do that. Yeah. You can focus on the positive. You can, you know, surround yourself in the white light.
Well, it's funny because
that's why we really have yet to have a leader. I think Obama was the best at this, but we need leaders that come out and inspire that. Unfortunately, I think it's the last person, a lot of anger.
Yeah.
Inspired a lot of anger.
Yeah, people are just angry.
And I think I still think today when I hear every time they react and they don't respond to whatever's going on in the country, it just incites more anger. And then again, we go back to that original thing where people are rooted in their beliefs. So no one's given a chance.
Right.
But I think it's a whole other thing. But I think, I'm sorry that you have to deal with that, but that's why.
And then it's a vicious cycle, right? Because I get mad at myself for getting mad to me.
Well, here's the thing. You need to know that you're very sensitive, but that's why your stomach is so, but that's why you're also so beloved. That's why you're Kelsey, because you have that sensitivity. So you have that superpower, but this is what the kryptonite that goes along with it.
Yeah. But I think you're right too, in the sense of those places right now. Like, and that was even, my mom was like, you don't need to go to Target.
No.
You don't need to go to Starbucks. You're good. You're just fine. So stay out of those places
for now. Yeah, but I can send you the good ones.
Okay, please do.
No, I have the ones where people are happy.
Okay, good. A lot of them are, but just,
No, out here, no. That's why I still like the Connecticut ones, because we were out in the country and all the kids were like, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really?
Well, and the little local ones, I typically find the ones that, like, the hole-in-the-wall ones by me.
Any major city has so much stress.
Yes.
And LA is stressed, but then always historically incredible narcissism. And scammers. So it's like this place always. Yeah, I mean, this is like the place where. I would. This is not a place where I would. You know, I remember having a friend say this to my older friend Randall, who said to me, "He's like, Kevin, one does not grow old out here." He was like, "He's like, because they're just not as compassionate. It's just everyone's out for themselves and the hustle, and you know." And I told you, I think when we were doing a deal with Nike years ago, and they were saying one of the problems, like they wanted to do more fields around the country, but they especially wanted to do one in Los Angeles, and they said. The problem is the stars come in and become famous here and they reap all the benefits, but then they go to their hometowns in the country and get the key to the city and all this, but nobody does anything for LA. It's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah.
It's in, I think a lot of the big cities, it's just, they're crowded. There's just a lot of this.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you know what? The other thing too is if you are somebody that is, super sensitive, then you know what? Maybe there aren't coping tools in that toolbox for you. Maybe it's time to go.
Bye, B.
You know, seriously, maybe if like, hey, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
Like there's some things for me now. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I've come this far. I'm not going to be able to do, I can't have
no.
tools in my toolbox. It's not who I am. And then I don't want to spend time finding those tools. I'd rather spend the time on other things.
Right. Because you can avoid it.
Bye, B. I'm out. Like, so there's a lot of things I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'm getting there too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Maybe you just go like, you know.
Bye, B.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah. I don't want to get put in the chicken wing.
No.
Like we've talked about that.
Because
the only
the
defense
best is not getting put in
the
it.
The best defense against the chicken wing is don't get put in it.
Yeah.
I'm asking. Did you hear
my active listening?
Yes. I loved it.
Snaps Kels, to that.
By the way, I loved when Maria criticized you when she, for 20 years, hasn't listened to, she's just like, listened to 3% of what I said.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I never stopped saying things, so I understand why she would be like that. But.
We laughed.
But yeah. But I think, I can't tell you how many times I'm like with Maria. I'm like, no, I'm not getting put in the chicken wing, Maria. Mm-hmm. No, you're literally asking, like there's times where she'll say, oh, that's why Guac, Max, and Winnie. Down to wherever, and it's like we are at this intersection. I mean, like literally, there's still it's a horrible story. A mom was walking across the street and just got hit and run, killed.
No way!
Oh, my God, here?
Yeah. Oh yeah, one night, like it was like 11 or 12 a night. But the point is, like that's L.A. It's like
oh, you do.
And well, same with the guy in West Hollywood months ago. That young kid, yeah.
And so, and it's just a raceway down there. I'm like, Maria, we're asking, poor little Winnie is afraid. He's huge. And like, you know, it's like, he's going to, if someone like sends a scary vibe to him, he's going to react to it. Like, what are we doing?
No.
Like, right. What are we doing? Everyone stays.
In the compound.
On campus.
On campus.
I always say.
Everyone stays on campus.
A lot of great activities on campus. It's very exciting.
It's a great campus.
We don't need to leave campus. But again, so many times we get ourselves in those situations. So, maybe that's something that you have to think about.
I'm sure you've heard about probiotics. We recently partnered with Just Thrive. Tina Anderson is the mastermind behind this extraordinary product. Why do we need a probiotic?
The world we're living is so disruptive to our gut health, from antibiotics that we take, from Roundup that's sprayed out over our food supply, to stress. We see symptoms like gas and bloating, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, autoimmune issues and allergies, mood disorders. So anxiety, depression, all of those types of issues are stemming from our imbalance in our gut.
And the thing about Just Thrive probiotic is you don't have to refrigerate it.
To be a probiotic, it needs to be alive in your intestines, not alive in the refrigerator. And most of those probiotics in the refrigerator actually don't make it to the intestines alive, which is the goal.
If we couple the Just Thrive probiotic and the Just Calm, what do we get?
We know the probiotic alone is helping with the leakiness of the gut and helping all other types of things in our with our overall health. But we know now when we add the Just Calm, it's helping with our mood.
Guys, Just Thrive is a game changer. If you're ready to take control of constipation, bloat, and stress and live your healthiest life yet, you can get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic today. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code HEALSQUAD. You won't regret it.
You know, here was an exercise I did. Poosh, pull up that video. So when Maria was in this situation, She was at this one job, and no matter what she did, brought ratings of this place up 35%. This shit show that it was, cheeseball show, brought it up so many layers, 35% ratings increase first year, first Emmy win in like the 30 years it had ever been around, and then brought down all her A-list star friends who would never be on the show. Mm. And it just didn't matter because they were rooted in their beliefs.
Gross.
It didn't matter. And but I did this, but I have emails to prove that. So I used to play this video for Maria and her hair and makeup team at the time. I know we're in audio, so we're going to just take you through it. So, Kelsey, what video is this?
We are watching
Rob. And can you enlarge it for us, Pooj?
Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus performing. Is it the VMAs, Pooja?
Yes, the 2013 VMAs.
God, this was 2013?
I know. Look at the
face. This is Miley's era, you guys, when she's coming out of Disney trying to find herself, cut all her hair off. People are angry at her for not being her Disney princess self, and I'm living for it.
Okay.
Her buns, remember the space buns?
And now she's dancing with all these stuffed teddy bears?
Stuffed teddy bears, and she herself is wearing a onesie teddy bear outfit.
And how long is this? So I can pace myself?
About 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right. Can you do me a favor and get me to Robin Thicke?
Sure.
So we're going to fast forward a little bit.
And this was also, you guys, Miley's tongue era. She stuck her tongue out.
Oh, no. We're going to get to that.
All the time.
Don't even worry. Don't even worry.
Don't even worry.
So, yeah, I remember.
We're getting to Robin
Thicke. So, Robin Thicke, and what was his song? It was that party song.
Blurred Lines.
All right, you guys.
Here we go.
Robin Thicke's coming.
Here we go. Want
it. There's her mom. Everybody get up.
Yeah. Okay. This is so. I would. So, literally, Maria was working at this place where these producers would be screaming at Maria. You're screaming at Maria Menounos, who's done everything for your horrible show, is working around the clock while your other hosts are doing nothing. And Maria's the one being screamed at. And so I just saw, I'd be like, oh yeah, want to see me handle this? Comedy must rule. Mute. We would just mute the speaker. And then this would come on.
No way.
Oh,
and then,
God.
Yo, but here was the thing. It wasn't just the song. Look at Miley in this.
Oh, she doesn't give a shit.
Do you think Miley gives a flying about anything?
Nothing.
Look at her. And I see, that used to be me. I would stick my tongue out and shake my butt in front of the speakerphone.
And kept perfect timing, perfect Miley era, because this was the time, like I said, that everyone hated her. Everyone was so mad.
And I was
mad.
Like, she is awesome. She is out of fun to give.
Yeah, she does not care.
She could give an F less.
She's just doing her.
I forgot how great this was.
So amazing. Anyway, so I bring this up because if you guys are in the same situation,
amazing.
If you feel your backs are against the wall, if you feel you're in trouble, or you just need what Tony Robbins calls a primer, like to pump you up.
Prime the pump.
Yeah. Put on Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus and just look at somebody who's just not caring. And by the way, has it not paid off for her?
Massively.
Right?
Like, come
massively.
On.
She's
come
amazing.
On.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. The best.
And look now, everyone loves her again. Oh, everyone loved her again months.
WC.
Exactly. Who cares?
She
Who
just
cares?
Kept doing
yeah,
her,
exactly.
creating great music, collaborating with old stars.
Yes.
You know, doing Dolly Parton covers, but then also, you know, her work with Melanie.
So good.
Bring up her work with Melanie. It'd be a nice song for the Heel Squad to hear. Bring up, because by the way, it's very poignant. Look what they've done to my song.
We talked about this last week.
Yes, but we didn't play it.
No, we didn't.
But leave it to Miley to find this song.
It was her backyard.
To bring backyard sessions, and she brings Melanie back, who's like probably 70 something at this point. And but the meaning of the song, and I think the Heel Squad will relate to this, is look what they've done to my song. Then it evolves to look what they've done to my brain. Look what they've done to my soul. And it seems like it's Melanie's experience probably in Hollywood or with show business or with writing where they just...
Destroyed her.
Yes. You know, and so she wrote about it. And so, you know, Miley vibrated like an old soul that she is and related to it. Play that one. We'll have that as a little ambiance, as they say.
A little ambiance.
This
is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Look what they've done to my soul. This is a great example of just Miley not giving a crap and staying the course. So the more you can just be like, I'm not going to care. And I'm going to do who, Kelsey?
Me.
I'm going to do
me.
I'm going to do me. I'm going to do me.
I love Miley so much. I want to cry.
And it should be. And that should be that. Forget if it does. If you don't want to do WC, who cares?
I'm going to do me.
I'm going to do me. And you stay that course. Being creative, being ethical, just stay that course. And you know what? And block them all out and you just see where you end up. And so I will tell you guys, like this year, for me, just taking the last, like, I just took the last shot to the head and was just like, yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
Done.
I'm out. I'm out of the game.
Audi 5000.
Yeah, I'm Audi 5000. Thank you, Pooja, for keeping me hip. And I'm going to do me. And guess what? You know what? Now that I've detached, I've gone to WC, you know, I can't tell you how many doors are opening, how many opportunities are coming in.
Yeah.
By the way, just an update on my Lifetime Christmas movie.
Ah!
First draft is done.
Huge. Yes.
What? Sorry, sorry, I know we're not supposed to do that. No more F-bombs, no more whats. But, yes, we have our first.
Can we have a table read?
Yeah, we'll have, yes. Yes, we will have a table. We'd have a meeting with the producers in another week. But
this is the one I've read and know, right?
No, it's another one. No, that Ooh. One is a, that wow. one is like a Christmas classic.
Right.
That's a period piece and that's a big movie.
Wow.
No, this was like, Half a Life is showing up. Showed up to the set of Maria's movie and was like, okay. How do
you
we
didn't
take
just show up.
You keep playing this, Pooch.
You were Nick the Snowman.
I was Nick the Snowman. You're right. By the way, and introducing Kevin Undergaro is Nick the Snowman.
Yes.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, how do we take Coke, make Pepsi? I'm like, okay, I got it. I've made a couple
amazing.
Of movies in my life. But my point is, I detached from caring about any... I've decided I'm not going to just care what anyone thinks, but also even what I think. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, so much of my life was just outcome, outcome, outcome. And I will say, I pushed so hard always toward outcome, and I will say, like, okay, so I probably got inches ahead and Maria got inches ahead, but at great cost. Mm-hmm. And if I look back and had we cared less and been more divorced from the outcome and just more about the journey, you know, Maria may very well not have gotten the tumor, and things, I bet you even more stuff would have come in. By the way, no complaints, we did great. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, the less I'm caring and the more detached I am, the more interesting things are coming in. So that's, I can't say enough. It makes no sense to care what other people think, because when they're rooted in their beliefs, that's just how it's going to be for most of them anyway. Yep. And then, by the way, some of them are just strangers. Like, do I know you? Like, I don't know.
Right.
I mean?
Like, why do I care?
Why do I
saying?
Care? But we do, but
we
you
do.
Can't, you really got to, yeah, but yeah. You guys are young. You still have a shot. Like I said, my life is broken. It's over.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
So, but just you guys, starting. You still have. You still
this
have a
chapter
shot.
For you. Is just starting.
Mm-hmm.
Kels.
All right,
let's talk. Rian, you touched on the dating.
Oh yeah.
Dating apps and the world of dating, and I know there's now going to be a follow up because people are so excited to hear about app dating, which you just scratched the surface. But you. Right, you've gotten already some DMs and stuff from the show.
Oh, from the show. Yeah, yeah. Everyone loved it. It was really entertaining. And for those of you asking, no, I'm not going to date Daddy Derek. That was an absolute
And Daddy
no.
Derek is?
Daddy Derek was the one I was telling Maria that something they've done on Hinge, which has made me delete the app, is they have let people voice respond to prompts.
Mm.
So this guy, the prompt was, how do you pronounce my name? And his voice was like, you pronounce my name, Daddy Derek. And I was like, ugh, I would rather kill myself, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I played it and people were concerned. I was like, you guys know, 100% no. But I will say what I was telling Kevin, and I already told Pooja this, Kevin told me to save it for the show. It was funny because after that, after we talked about this yesterday, I got a little ding 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 on my Raya app from a guy I haven't talked to in like a year because we randomly matched and he was like in Florida. I don't know how we matched when he was across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, he was like, oh, yo, I'm like, I live in LA now. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Just pull up my handy dandy Google. Whoosh. Got transferred to the Rams. And I'm like, so if Kevin's not getting me in a Super Bowl party, this guy is.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Yeah. 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 So it was funny because I just saw it because he had just texted
so
me.
So you texted him back, hey, B.
Hey, B, I did.
Hey,
I said, what's up, B?
What's up, B?
What's up,
okay,
B?
So then what did he say back?
Well, that was really the extent of, he was just like, oh, I'm in. He told me where they like have him right now, whatever, in Woodland.
Is he a player or is he a
player? Yeah.
Athlete.
That's why, wow. I told Kevin I always wanted Zane. Kevin said no, yeah, but here we are.
Right up your alley.
No, there's some nerd athletes.
Some good ones. But I'll keep you posted. That's really the extent of it. We chit-chatted a little bit, and I said, I gave him my number because I was like, I don't want to chat on the app. That's not my
jam.
Does he
know what your scams are?
No, we haven't gotten that far.
Like, he doesn't know where you work? Or
no. Uh-uh. Unless he's like done some digging. But, yeah, no.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag, and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Mm-hmm. So no motorcycle guy?
I would throw that chum out there.
Okay.
You got to let him know who you are.
What's up, B?
Yeah, because
let him know you're a bad bee.
You're a bad bee, and that, you know what? You're not. You're somebody, like, he's a public figure. You're a public.
Yeah,
You're with a public figure.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, okay, mm-hmm. We see each other.
Right.
I'm just in case.
Yeah, I get you.
He sees you as the, like, you've had the ones, I remember, yeah, athletes who bake. It's 3 a.m. Want to come over? Yeah, and you're like,
yeah.
No.
Fuck off. Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
Fun off.
Yeah. You're right. No, you're right.
So just, yeah, you let them know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do my show, and I teach you how to do this stuff.
Yeah,
I'm busy during the day. We're broadcasting, but.
But.
Yeah, maybe we could.
Mm-hmm. If I have time.
And remember that question, every time you put out a deal out there, you have just do the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that might interest you?
Is that something that might interest you? That's right. Yeah. Is that something that might interest you?
I don't know, maybe we get together.
Is that something that might interest you?
Yeah, that's all.
You know what the thing I do like about athletes, though, besides, obviously, them being athletes, I like most of them vibrate high because I've had to work really, really hard the whole life.
Yeah, there's discipline.
And I like that most of them are not really into like the super party drink. Like, they'll do it on their, they do it in small amounts because most of the year they're, you know,
training.
Well, they have a job. Yeah, they have a job.
Right. And so I always, guys
by
my
way, today's
age are still,
athlete, back in the day.
Yeah.
No, and that's why their careers are so shorter.
Right.
Like, they
just, no, today's, I mean, I have friends who play pro and don't touch a sip till the summer, and that's for like a couple weeks, and then they're done.
It's different.
But
it's,
I love different, that, because it's like they just, they work as hard as we do. So,
yep.
Well.
So, keep you posted.
You have to keep us posted.
Yep. So exciting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. Huge. Kevin and I are going to really tear shit up at the Super Bowl parties, though, together.
I want to go.
I know.
We're
working on it, you guys.
Yeah, look, I think, there's a guest on the show that I promised I would get tickets for. So I have to.
Kelsey Meyer?
You're not a guest on the show.
Oh.
Regular Fry Friday doesn't have guests.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, man.
Nuts.
Maybe we will at some point.
There's a
guest. I know we have a forgiveness tour. We have a book coming out. It's very exciting. A lot of good things for Regular Fry Friday.
A lot of big things.
So what do? We stay detached from the outcome. Don't care.
Who cares?
I'm going to do me.
Hell yeah.
And then know that.
Feed the dog, not the wolf.
Yes. It's in your mind.
Yep. You filter everything.
Yeah. The trauma is, and whatever the, you know, things that are, you know, you have a choice in your mind how it's going to affect you. I know that sounds easier said than done, but you do. And I will say lastly, which I learned on the Better Together show, is the fact that just, God, how much do our childhood traumas affect our daily living? When that guy is in line at the Starbucks and he's angry, he's not angry at the coffee being late.
Yeah.
It's something that went wrong in his childhood.
Yeah.
That he hasn't identified.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I'm way ahead of anyone, because literally I'm just realizing that now. And there's times I'll get mad at Maria or get mad at whatever. And I go, no, I'm not mad at Maria. I'm mad at
X, Y, or Z
from something that happened that triggered my ego. And now it's being re-triggered. You know, for Maria, I think because she, one of her biggest traumas was having a family member just lied about everything and was one of those ones just deeply rooted in the belief. And no matter what, you could literally look at that wall and say that wall's white. And you'd be like, no, it's not. It's black. No, it's white. And no, it's black. And without, he wouldn't blink. And then she would be driven crazy. But that's what narcissists do.
Gaslighting. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So so for Maria, anytime she comes near any of that, she starts reacting. If someone's lying, if she just, but that's the childhood stuff. And I think there's so many of us have these childhood traumas and we have to figure those out. And then when you do that, you go, okay, no, that's just my childhood trauma or my ego. It's not what actually would happen. And I have control in my mind right now to recognize that and not get upset about it. So I don't know if that helps you guys. I hope now, I hope all the fun drops aren't offensive either.
I don't think so.
I think they were fun. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're fun.
We got Pooja. She keeps us straight, you know?
I'll make sure.
You know what?
I'll make sure.
Okay, Pooch, why don't you take us out of orbit, as we used to say on the Tomorrow Show.
Take us out of orbit. Speaking of, did you see that Dimitri was in New York with Ava, and she performed this, and I sent you the video.
I didn't see it. What?
What?
Mm-hmm. I DM'd it to you. Yep. Last week.
I just keep messaging her, like, you know, we queens aren't fighting alone anymore.
Oh my God.
Do you really?
Of course I do.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Iconic.
Iconic.
We have to get her on the show.
Kevin, we got to.
Yeah, because she was like so in. I want to do it.
Come on. She's our first and only guest.
Yeah, she can be the only one. So it's only fitting.
Who's performing at the Super Bowl this year?
Did I see Snoop Dogg?
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg and Martha, perhaps?
That would be everything.
Oh, wait, it's me.
I think Bad Baby.
Honestly?
Oh, yeah.
And Wo Vicky.
No, Wo Vicky doesn't perform. Rumored to have a rapped album coming out and then never delivered. But I will say, again, I'm team Wo Vicky over her and Bad Baby. And I will tell you, I even showed Maria. Wo is like stepped up her fashion game. She has found the Lord. A lot of good things happening.
She's elevating.
Yeah, she's elevating. Thank you.
She's elevating.
She is elevating.
Also, for the Super Bowl halftime show, it's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige.
Oh, fun.
I actually kind of like that. Yeah, is that now for you guys, is that a... Do I just like it because I'm older? Like, Pooja,
no.
That's up that excites
cool.
you?
That's really cool.
That it would excite
me.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Because you forget, like, Eminem is now 20 years into this.
And his daughter's all grown.
But Kendrick is still.
Yeah.
I love Kendrick, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That'll be fun.
Are you saying Eminem's not popping?
No, they're all popping. But
they're all popping. Cool. Now, is the term cracking still a thing? You've never even heard
of that,
have
you? Can you use it in cracking context?
That party was cracking.
Oh, like it was dope,
crisp.
Cool.
Like it was crisp. Like today, crisp. They would say the party was crisp.
Right. No, that's not really.
You've never heard that one?
No,
yeah, okay.
I haven't.
Well, I'm more happy that crisp is as big as it is. You guys, everyone, try to remember why we're here. Kels, why are we here?
We're here to have laughs. Remember, that's what I bring. Learn some things along the way.
Learn from mistakes.
Right.
Help one another.
And have a few laughs. I'm just about to laugh.
Bye, B. Right?
Right. Look at that ending. I love when it starts over.
We're starting over again.
The whole thing?
We're here to learn from our mistakes.
Yeah.
And we're here to laugh a lot. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Pooja, let's try it again. What do you think, Pooja?
We're
here to learn from our mistakes. Have a lot of laughs.
Help one another. You freaking millennials and Gen Z, because you don't want to help anybody. It's all about you. You only want to help people for the likes.
I'm a helper.
By the way, the likes are amazing because the likes make us
popular.
Thank you. And listen, let's make it clear. Let's get all that. Everything, this whole like hour and 15 minutes. Dismiss it. Always the scam. The work is
to get likes and popularity.
That's just become popular.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
learn
end
from
of
our mistakes.
Day.
What it comes down
help
to.
Help one another. Another. Have a lot of freaking laughs along the way.
Ultimately, and
be popular.
To be popular.
Be popular.
Always.
I mean, right? Goals. Okay, Kels, take us out.
All right, you guys. Bye, betcha. <That's ridiculous. laughs>